Good afternoon, good evening, good wherever you are. This is Side 79 on Audio Boom. Hope you're all doing well. And I thought I would do a review of Uber taxis. I'm not too sure how it's pronounced. But yeah, essentially the way it works is you order a taxi off your phone on an app rather than ringing up to do that. And I must say the actual app is pretty accessible. I don't know if anyone's done a review of it, but if they haven't, I'll do one, and if they have, then that's great. So yeah, just to basically explain how I found it. I was actually going to do a recording of it, and I might still do that, but as these things goes, or these things go, I made the project in Bozjok, the app, and then later, for some reason, I killed the app, and of course I forgot to save it in the recordings or whatever, and that was out. Pretty silly, but never mind, these things happen. And I'm just going to give you a review of what I, you know, how I found it, basically, and, well, how I used it. Now, initially I got the app. Now, of course, Uber is basically in London and Manchester in the UK, and of course, people will be very familiar with it in the US, because of course that's where it started, I think in California, I believe. So it's been in the UK in two cities already, and Leeds was the third city they were awarded the license by the local council, and of course that didn't go down too well with all the other taxi firms. I think there's like 50 taxi firms in Leeds. I know it's not a lot comparison to London or even Manchester, but it's a hell of a lot of taxi firms even in one city to have, especially in the UK. And the next port of call for this taxi firm is Birmingham. But anyway, it has caused quite a lot of controversy, and even I think they were even one stage they were thinking of striking. So basically, I installed the app, linked my bank card. I tried PayPal, that didn't work. Apparently, they've got some issues with that. So I linked my bank card, and that was all pretty smooth process. So I did that, and then I. That was pretty much it. I had some issues, like I said, with PayPal, but that was resolved. And the customer service team seems pretty on board, pretty up to date with stuff. And what else can I say? Yeah, so basically, we only just had a writer's block there for a second again. You open the app, and you've already signed into it anyway, and that all keeps you logged in. And you. You have a few buttons. You have the destination, your pickup to button as well. And, of course, when you initially sign in, it'll ask you, would you want to share your location? And I just sort of say yes to that, because it's just easier for it to use that location when, it's all explanatory, it's all obvious stuff. But so you have, like, the pickup and the, that button, and then you have the destination button. Now the pickup button, I think it automatically puts it in, where your home location or where your starting location is. So you just have to fill the destination. So you double tap that, put that in, and jobs are good. And then you just basically click the request Uber taxi, like the button. You double tap that. And before you do that, you can also double check the fare, just in case, what a rough estimate of what it is, which it lets you do that. And also, I think that's pretty much it, really. So you just, once you've decided, you can then double tap the request, and then it will also still allow you to cancel it if you so wish. So then it'll request it, and then a taxi will be on its way. I don't know if it's as quick as a regular taxi. They claim it's supposed to be quite quick, but I've not noticed that. It's about the same. And I've used it twice now, and my initial reaction to it was pretty good. There are some negative points. I'm going to get to those as quickly as I can. Now, the positives were that the drivers each time were friendly. They even got out of the car and, sat me down, got me into a taxi as well, and offered to get me in and stuff like that. And friendly, having a bit of friendly banter. And now, with the first driver who took me from... I thought I'd try an easy journey with my, going from my mother's to my own home, so... Less than a mile, 0.9 miles to be exact. And the reason why I'm being exact about this, and I'll explain why. So I got in the taxi the first time, and it was a pretty good experience. I could say they're all great. Now, when I got to my destination, the guy charged me £3.65. So for, you probably, that's not a lot for a mile. It probably seems a bit much for a mile. You know, £2.83 probably, yeah. So I think what's happened now, I wasn't really aware, because I just thought maybe it was just a bit more expensive because of it being private hire and, you know, things like that being more expensive. Now, I took a journey today, and the other driver charged me £3. So I said, all right, well, I got charged for, he asked me how much I was charged, and he says, oh, it's £3, minimum charge, because it's under a mile, and that's how they work their finances. Well, you know, that's how they work it out. So he said, basically, it seems like he's charged me more. So what he's basically done, the previous driver, is that he must have started the meter before I even got in the taxi, which is really bad. So, and of course, I'd already given him 5 stars because he was pretty good at everything else, except for ripping me off. And so basically, I unfortunately, I couldn't amend the rating because I forgot to mention that when your taxi does arrive, you get dropped off at your destination, then what happens is you get like a on the screen, on the same screen, even if you log back into you, but if you sign, turn the app back on again, or if it's still running, it'll have the window where you can actually give comments and give star ratings. So that's pretty cool. And then you can submit it. It actually allows you to submit it on the next screen. So that's pretty straightforward and explanatory. So I don't need to go into all that for you. So, yeah. So, of course, what I did this time was I gave the guy a 5-star because he's really good. And he was very insistent to take me to the door, which is very nice. Now, on the second time today, I put in the additional comments. I gave him 5 stars, but I put in the additional comments, previous taxi driver charged too much when this driver charged me 65 pence more. So I just basically put that in the comments, since I didn't know this before, and made a note of it and sent the comments off to Uber. So hopefully they'll act on that. But other than that, I had a really, I have to give a very favourable review for Uber at the moment, because they were very good. And it's just the ease, the comfort and ease of using a company like that. And of course, you ringing up on the phone is fine. I still do that from time to time. But yeah, I find the app thing is really good. It's very convenient. And of course, if you ring up on the phone, a lot of the, even the ringing up is also automated as well. So you can just press a button because it remembers the number. So it kind of sends it to that, to that address if it's already registered. And it gives you like 3 or 4 places that it can pick you up from. By default, even if you ring up on the phone. So, I'm not saying it's either worse or bad. It's just, I think with the app thing, it's just more it's more down to convenience. But I prefer both options. But and that's pretty much the review. So, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the review. And I just wanted to mention finally that if you do, when you do sign up to it and you get it all set up and stuff, if you get somebody else to basically sign up, they give you £10 and they give the person who you signed up £10 to their accounts as well, and the more people you sign up, you get more money. That's how it seems to work. Anyway, thanks for listening, and you all take care of yourselves, and I shall be back again soon.